last year I went to Switzerland for exchange, but I don't know if it counts because it's not really specifically for learning English. It's just I went for a course learning energy, some like other learning about energy and environment. But then it's kind of the first time that I go to Europe and really chat with foreigners. So I think it's quite memorable, and I count that as an English learning experience because I really get to chat. Just for at school, you just learn about the vocabulary, the grammar, but you don't really have the time to really practice it. So I discovered that actually I thought that my English is okay before going to the exchange, but after that I'm not good at the daily conversation kind of English, so I got to improve. So it's only a month, but I think I get the courage to speak to foreigners and really try to communicate.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I'm glad to know that you had courage to talk to people. And then I also want to know, did the exchange program educate you anything on environmental educational stuff?
I actually attended the course in the university in Switzerland, and then they teach mostly they teach us knowledge, like facts, but then they allow us to have discussion, and also they really encourage questions, so I think this improves my English.
That's great, and let's talk about reading. Do you have any reading experience you would like to share?
Yeah, I read a book lately. It's called It's called Inferno by Dan Brown.
Yeah,
Dan
Brown.
Yeah, that's the favorite book these days. Just recently for me.
Do you mind telling me what is it about? I heard it's pretty famous.
Yeah, it's about professor. And then he wake up one day and discover that he forgot what he did yesterday, and discovering that he was chased by other people and wanting to kill him. And then so the story just describes how he find out what is happening and like try to save the world. Actually, he's trying to save the world. And there's a lot of twists, so I actually like that.
So, any other novels you would like to read in future, other than Dan Brown or Some Matters by Dan Brown?
Yeah, I'm planning to read other books by Dan Brown, and also maybe some novels related to like what I'm studying. Yeah, like novels related to psychiatry, those things.